Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Bikini and the Brain podcast. I am here with Adam Bonilla from TeamElitePhysique.com. We are so excited to have you all listening to us today. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, thanks, guys, so much. And we have an anxious Ashley. She's ready to get this season started.
Yeah, let's get it going already. Gosh, after seeing the Arnolds, I'm so pumped. I'm like motivated. I'm like, get me out there. Yeah. Get me on stage ASAP.
Yeah.
Still got a ways to go.
She's excited and she is checking in. She's ready to go. Looking at the show. So I'm like, I wish I could compete this weekend.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you go on the run. It's going to be a fun year. Yes. It's going to be a really fun year. I'm excited. It's going to
be busy year.
Now, and speaking of a fun year and someone competing a lot, you know, a lot of you out there need to have a good support system.
Yep.
So this episode is going to be very good for you to listen to with your partners, because we're going to talk about some of the things that are necessary or helpful to have your partner in supporting you along this process.
Absolutely. So some of you guys know this, some of you don't. I want to say most of you don't. I've actually been with the same guy since 2017. I never post about him. And I'm sure a lot of people think that he's make-believe. But Adam, can you confirm that he's a real person?
I could confirm it. I love this guy.
You've met him in real life.
I love him. And we've sent each other, we meme each other still. We only send each other random memes, but he's a good guy. I like him a lot. He's a fun dude.
Yeah. He is. And he's a great supporter, I guess, because he's kind of out of the way. And we'll go into that a bit. But you also got a really good supportive partner by your side as well.
Yes.
Which
absolutely.
More people would know about since you poster.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, One of the, I've worked with, you know, many bikini competitors, bikini pros, you know, all sorts. And I do like, he doesn't get in the way, but he supports you. Mm-hmm. And he lets me do my thing. He never is in there like, don't you think she needs this? Don't you think? Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, like, don't, please, like, let me right. do, I'm really good at my job. Please don't do that. He's never once done that. And he just supports you. And I always tell people too, I'm like, you know, and you, like, it wouldn't be the easiest thing, you know, it wouldn't be the easiest thing to have a girl compete as much as you. You
know,
you're gone all the time. You're very focused. You're always eating this way.
Like you say, I look good on paper. Yeah. Right? That's what you say about yourself. I look good on paper.
Exactly.
When you know the ins and outs, it's, I'm not the easiest person to be with. That's for sure.
Yeah. Me too. As you've seen, as you've all seen throughout the years. Yeah. That's what I was like, when I was looking for my partner, I was like, okay, there's no way for me to date someone who's not a competitor. It's just my life and being around these girls and being around like my lifestyle. It's just, I'm gone all the time. I'm super focused at work. This is like my passion and it takes up all my day and I love it. And it's just, no matter how hard I try, I'm not going to be able to get that, like not do that. I just love it so much, just like you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you got to find the right people that understand that. And this goes with your partners, your friends got to support you with this too. And so, yeah, there's, you know, kind of building your life around this sometimes is, you know, but with anything, you build your life around your passion. I think it just naturally goes that way. With ours being so extreme, it just looks extreme, I think, too.
Right. You know? Totally. So. That makes a lot of sense. So I think with like being in a relationship, we're all looking for something a little bit different when it comes to the support in shows and stuff. Some people want their partner to be their biggest cheerleader. Others like me, I'm just like, you don't have to be my biggest cheerleader. You don't even have to come. I just want you to stay out of the way. So Hugo does a great job of staying out of the way. And he's very patient too. I get cranky sometimes. He's very patient. I get the contest prep crankies just like everyone else, even more so probably than most people, because I compete a lot. But he understands that. So I like that, you know? Yeah.
And I think what's really great about him too, is he was a competitor too. And so he like really understands it too. And I don't think that's necessary, but it's definitely helpful.
Absolutely. You know, it's definitely helpful. Yeah. Absolutely. And Kimber, as you know, is a competitor and she will be competing soon. We're not saying when, but soon,
very
you know,
soon. Yeah,
she's
very
looking
soon.
Good. And I think she's perfect for you because she's like obviously a competitor. So she knows the in and outs and what is the sport is all about, you know?
Yeah.
So that's good for you. You found a keeper there.
Yeah.
I'm happy to
I
see
hope
that.
So. I hope yeah. I married her. So she better be sticking around. And what's great is she understands because she coaches. So she understands how like this, and she gets like the times of year too, which is really nice. And she doesn't tell me that, but I can see it, you know, mm-hmm. when it comes, there's no way for me not to be a little stressed around like Arnold's and Olympia's and like when those big shows are coming up. And she kind of gives me my space too, and doesn't give me any, right. like I, you know, obviously I really love boxing. So, I mean, in Vegas, I'm at a fight, like, gosh, I was at one on Saturday or Friday. So she like lets me do my thing, get my time. Cause this is the only time I really relax.
Right.
And so, you know, that's important to have, like, to see, like, she asked me what I need and what I want. And I know what she needs and what she wants. And now that Showtime's coming up, you know, I'm going to be at her show and we're going to pose a little bit more. And, you know, it's nice to create those balances between everything, you know? So, it's just, it's a good thing to have those like open discussions. I think people don't have those,
yeah,
you know, and I tell her, hey, sometimes I need, like, I'm always at work and I'm super focused and then I'm at shows and I'm super focused. And I just need that like day to relax and like just yeah. be me. Mm-hmm. When I come home from a hard day of work, I need like 2 hours to just like zone out and not do anything. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have that understanding. And then when she's in shows, I know, hey, this is super important to her. I need to be the coach, but also be supportive. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. It's harder to be both. So there's certain things like I don't do. Like I don't physically train her a lot because I think it becomes too much. Mm-hmm. Like you're like train once a day.
Yeah.
At the shows, you're coaching your husband, you're this and that. So it's like mm-hmm. you have to find those things that are give and takes. But I know I need to step it up come around showtime. I know she's going to be a little bit less happy, I guess I would say. You know, that's a, how do you say it? How do you girls get? More, less cheerful, I guess?
Energized.
That'd be a good word.
Maybe less likely to be wanting to do things like with you. Just
yeah,
want to be focused, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that was an example. Like this weekend, there's a good fight. And I was like, hey, you want to go to these fights? And then and she was, she like, sometimes she'll go once in a while. She's like, no, I don't want to sit there for 5 hours. Like, sweet. But she knows I love going by myself. So I always right. like invite if I can. And unless it's like a real expensive one that I don't, I'm like, you don't care that much. I'm not spending like another $1,000 on these tickets.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, so saving money.
It's good. It's good to have those. But those discussions are important. And I think people avoid them. They just kind of like keep them to themselves. And also the, some of the things on my end that I need to do as a supportive partner is to, you know, make sure that the foods that I'm bringing to the house too, she's really good at, I don't have to worry about her. I have dated girls in the past where I have had to worry about what they eat. I don't ever bring anything to the house. That's bad. So I guess it's, I'm a kind of easy guy to be with while you're prepping for shows. Cause I only eat the same things you eat. I don't eat. The only thing different I eat is once in a while, just some breads, like it's like Mexican sandwich breads, but I did date before. I had a girl had a real problem with the nut butters. And that was when I was sponsored. Well, I won't say sponsored, but American Nut Butter would just send me nut butters all the time. They're a great company, by the way. Network Nut Butter. I love their stuff. Just shout out to them.
Shout out.
And they one time gave me like 2 boxes of it. I must have had 12 nut butters in the thing. And then one day I came home and like they were like almost all gone. Yeah. And then the girl's dating. She was like, yeah, I just have this thing with nut butters. Those are really good. And it's like my trigger. And I was like, all right, cool. So I'll never. I took them from in there to in my office. One, I was just trying to save my nut butters, but it was obviously affecting their preps. And it's like, okay, that's my, it's obviously her fault, but my fault for making it right there in front of her, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there's certain things as like a partner you can do. If your girl is prepping and you know that she's like, you know, she has these triggers or whatever to eat, probably not a good idea to leave those foods in the house or constantly be eating foods in front of her that she's that makes her feel like she's missing out, you know, bringing home a pizza or something and leaving half of it or a quarter of it in the refrigerator. Bad idea during prep, right? Mm-hmm. She's going to want it more during prep. So yeah, eating that at the pizza shop, that'd be an easy way to do it. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's go into some qualities that someone might be looking for when competing and something that you should be aware of if you are the partner of a competitor, and how you can help them be the best they can be, right? So first off, encouragement. It's very important. I think a lot of times girls will place a lot of weight on how their partner like encourages them. It means a lot to them, right? It can make such a big difference because you're such an important person in that individual's life that your encouragement, it does hold a lot of weight.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I will say too, just, I don't think you know this, but I'm going to say this to you too. Not at every show, but most shows, Hugo will text me too.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah. And then he's funny. And so first I want to like throw him under the bus or make you look.
It's okay. He's not listening to the okay. podcast.
But he'll anytime where I'll say, oh, it looks, so he'll text me like right after judging or something like that. And he'll be like, how does it look? You know,
oh,
you
yeah.
What do you think? I'm like, and you know how we're both the same way. I'm never going to be like, oh, she killed it. You know, I'm always going to be like, oh, somewhere between one and three or something like that. Or so, and always respond, how's that even possible? Those girls aren't even good.
Oh,
like, go smoke those girls. Like,
oh, gosh.
Who are those judges? Like, he always responds like, were the judges smoking? Are they like, who are these judges? Like, it's, oh, no. Like, it's like such a, it's so funny because he's so, he believes in you a lot. He thinks you should win every show. I love it.
Well,
it's cute.
Yeah. God bless him. He's not a judge though, but God bless him.
It's cute. It is cute. You know, but that just shows, you know, he believes in you.
Yeah.
I don't know if he vocalizes that at home, but I think it's super cute that he's like, and he doesn't want to bother you too. So he'll text, you know, text you.
Yeah.
I love the guy, you know, I love that guy. What have I known him since what? 8 years, something like that. 18, man, a while, huh?
Yeah.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's super cute. You know, it's one of those little things where you like, you should tell. Like, I mean, not every show, but a lot of them, you know?
Aww, yeah. Yeah, that's good. I didn't know that. So
yeah.
Hats off to you, Hugo. So yeah, encouragement, very, very important. Praise when you see hard work, good effort, things of that nature. So, you know, when you are trying to encourage your partner, it doesn't have to necessarily be because they won or anything like that, but just seeing that they're giving good effort, things that they're doing right, give them encouragement for on the days that they feel down, on the days they're not feeling motivated. Just, you know, a few words of encouragement can mean a lot to some people. And I'm not sure if you've ever heard of like what's your love language or whatever, like the words of encouragement could be one of those, you know, how the other ones are like gifts, acts of service, things like that. You know, sometimes, especially if your words mean a lot to someone, encouraging them, it makes all the difference, especially on those hard days.
Well, look at that. I'm learning a little too.
That's not my love language. No.
What
do
I?
You don't have to encourage me.
So you're a very self-motivated person.
Yeah.
That's how I am too. I think it's because we grew up in sports, honestly, because it's different for me too. Cause I look at it as, no, that's just part of the job. Like, and that's how you look at it too. It's like, no, I chose to do this. I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to do it 100%. There's no question about it. It's just it, but not everyone is like that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a very ingrained into us with sports growing up. Cause it's like, you know, how coaches are like in sports, especially they're pretty black and white, you know, they're pretty, pretty rough with things. It's a different thing, but I'm just thinking about it in terms of that encouragement. But there are those moments where you do something good and then you like, it feels really good when the coach does say those things, you know?
It means more to me if you encourage me than Hugo, because, you know, just for example, he knows bikini, but he doesn't know it like you. Like, your words mean more, honestly, than his, because it's like, of course you're going to say that. Like, sometimes I have that thought like, oh yeah, you're going to say that because you're, you know, you're with me, but your words mean more.
Yeah. It's one of the things that is going to be, I always like to keep it real with competitors. I'm very honest with them. It's going to be something that's earned for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, cause you don't want to be throwing them around all the time. When you never want to tell someone they're doing good when they're not doing good.
That's the fluff talk.
Yeah. That is not going to help them in any way. Yeah. So I'm very, because I know what that turns into. It's like, oh, well, then later on down the road, you said I was doing good and when I really wasn't, you know, and you're accepting that as my best. I'm like, I'm not accepting that as your best.
Right.
So, so that's a good thing. I think the coach needs to have that too. The partner, I think at home, more how you're saying, you know, more always giving those compliments, encouraging and whatnot, that type of thing. And then the coach being a little more honest with you, more real with you, and you, those being a little bit less frequently to fluffing you up. No fluff talk. You know, but earning those things, definitely.
Absolutely. So when you have a partner who is a competitor, you're going to have to be very understanding of them. Just know that this person might not be able to go out to eat with you all the time or stay out late with you. And just know that the energy and the mood will fluctuate a lot, especially close to a show. The contest prep crankies. That's what I like to call them. So you're not going to be super chipper and friendly all the time. You're going to have to understand that this person is probably depleted, maybe not feeling the best all the time. And depending on the day, you know, you might have to have a little more patience with them and consideration, you know. Just like I said, one thing that's great about Hugo is he's very patient and understanding. So when I lash out and I understand like, oh my God, I'm getting way too mad over something stupid because I'm cranky. He'll understand that. He'll just like look at me and just like walk away instead of like yelling back at me. Like, you know what I mean? He'll just like walk away. You know, that's great. And then I'll be like, I'm sorry, I'm cranky today.
That's great. I've all the years I've never seen him lose it.
Yeah.
Like even when he's like plays video games and stuff, that's the only time I see him like, oh, yeah. He gets it out of the video game. Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things I guess going into being the partner, you know, and on that side, because it's kind of fun because you have the experience as the competitor that I can kind of speak on as being the partner. When it comes to being understanding, I will say, especially around showtime, like you're saying, the whole adjusting your outings, you know, might mm-hmm. change. You know, going to restaurants is so with Kimber, we keep in restaurants once a week, like pretty much all the time. I mean, we still at least once a week go out, but it's just the food choices you make are going to be different. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to, you know, you wouldn't like it, but we go to like poke bowl places and poke places or sushi places. That's easy to do. Yeah, she brings her scale and it's not normal to bring her scale, but don't make her feel like it's not normal. In my world, that's very normal. But if in most people's world, that's going to be weird to like weigh your food or whatever.
I think that's kind of weird in this. I'm sorry. I think it would be very weird too.
So she,
I will never bring a scale. So,
so she brings it. I don't care because it's when it's closed. Now, if it was off season and I'm going between 4 and 5 ounces, I'm like, you're not going to make a difference. Like 4 or 5 ounces of sushi, yeah. One meal a day. In season, I'm cool with it. You know, I don't really mind. We still go there. You know, and then obviously I'm not going to go to a Italian restaurant with right. her at that time. Right. And if we did, let's say there's a family outing and we are going to an Italian restaurant, well, she's probably going to order a salad with nothing on it, mm-hmm. bring her own dressing and her own Tupperware.
There you go.
And you got to be cool with that. You yep. have to be like, hey, you definitely, like if she's a couple weeks out from a show, a month out from a show, your family needs to be cool with it too. And your family will get cool with it. You know, I've been eating like this since I was really young. And my family is like, obviously, traditional Mexican family. They would make all their foods, Christmas, all this stuff. And they'd always have a thing for me. They'd be like, oh, that's Adam's chicken. Don't eat that. You know, that's Adam's. And it'd be chicken breast. And, you know, I'd have my foods. So, like, your family will get used to it. If mine can get used to it, you know, especially with how they are, like, your family will get used to it too. And it just, you go through that little uncomfortable phase where they're making fun of you kind of for it. And then it just becomes very normal. But you got to be cool with that as a partner. Maybe even surprise her with picking a restaurant. The other day I was at a restaurant in this area. I like to eat out a lot. That's the only thing. The only thing that's been different with me being successful and me being like poor is I eat a little bit more of food. I don't spend mm-hmm. like there's nothing else I spend money on. So it's just I eat out a few times a week, you know. But I found a restaurant the other day that was down the street, this little Thai place right here on the corner. It's a really cute little Thai place. You should mm-hmm. go there one day. It's super like, it's way romantic. And I looked at the back of the menu and there was like 3 items that was for dieters. I took a picture of it and I sent her like, hey, we can go to this place. It's like a nice romantic little restaurant for mm-hmm. you. You could do it while you're in prep. You know, they had, and so doing those little things make a big difference in feeling like normal. Because as soon as the competitor starts feeling like this isn't a normal life anymore and you're very far from normal, then they feel like they're sacrificing too much for the sport and they're impacting the relationship too much. So just make them, you know, put that effort out to make it feel normal and like it's not inconvenient to you. And the inconvenience to the partner really isn't that extreme. It's right. like very little extreme. Like what? Mm-hmm. We can't eat at an Italian restaurant.
You just need to prepare a little more.
Yeah.
You know, a little more thought beforehand.
Yeah. You know, your partner's eating healthy and looks awesome. Is that so bad? Like, come on. Like, mm-hmm. don't, you guys need to settle down
right.
with those fights. You know, I hear about him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's mad because I can't eat. I can't. I'm like, dude, your partner, wife, whatever. She looks awesome. She's taking something seriously. She's dedicated to something, which means she's going to be dedicated to you. Like, she's eating healthy. How bad is that? Mm-hmm. And she's doing something for that she loves. Like, it makes her happy. Like, what, you know? Mm-hmm. Think about all that. Could be so much worse.
Yeah. For me, it's more of like the timing of it all because I do not want to ever sacrifice my sleep. So as far as like going out or doing any activities, I'm like, as long as I'm home before 7, then we're good. I have to be home before 7 because I want to wind down, relax, and get to bed at my usual time. I don't want to be out late. It's going to mess up my sleeping schedule. Then I'm going to sleep later. Then I'm going to miss cardio. Like it snowballs. So for me, I make it a point. Like I have to be home by 7 So that's another thing too, is like setting those like boundaries. Like I need to be home by 7. So hopefully your partner is very understanding of that.
Yeah. And if yours is 7, 8, whatever, well, like let's take your scenario and let's say you were really crazy about it. You're like, I gotta be home by 5. Well, then mm-hmm. you'd wake up in the morning and this would be like a good date for it. We did it on yesterday. We went in. It's like, let's get up. She's going to do her cardio early. Go to church and I'm like, let's go to Fit Club and then get coffee or something after, right? She's at home by 3. She's still, we had fun. We did something together. We did some sets together. You know, we didn't do the full workout, but we did, I don't know, 5 sets together. And then, you know, we spent some quality time in the gym together, had fun. I did my thing. She did her thing. You know, get coffee, make a date out of it. And then you get home and then she gets to do all her prep for the week and food mm-hmm. prep and whatnot, you know? So you can still make it, you can work around it. No problem. You know, so you got to just think a little bit differently and it might be fun for the guys too. I have a lot of fun with that stuff because I'm at an advantage. I mean, I live in Vegas, so mm-hmm. I watch all the Vegas like YouTube. Do you watch the Vegas YouTube people's? I don't
know.
I guess you probably, cause you don't go out YouTube, to those things.
No. Oh wait, I have before. Yeah. Okay. But mostly I'm on those Vegas Instagram pages.
Yeah, I follow all of them and I have like all these saved things and I have this huge Vegas list. I should give it to you. And it's like in my notes and it's mm-hmm. like, I don't know, 70 places deep.
Oh, wow.
It's just everything I've seen on those videos and whatnot. Uh-huh. So I'm always like, oh, let's try this place. Let's try this place. And we send each other. So it's like a fun thing. And there's always something to do in Vegas. So mm-hmm. yeah, so it's just, you can make all these little dates and make it fun. I don't think, obviously her feel this week with dieting down harder, you know, that's an energy thing, but her life doesn't have to feel so significantly different if you put that effort into it.
Right.
And I guess that's the goal.
Absolutely. So another thing you can do as a supportive partner is be helpful and things like assisting with meal prep, grocery shopping, making sure the schedule is managed, even making sure that the athlete is getting in the workouts, things like that, I think can be very beneficial. You know, because sometimes when you're in prep, maybe you don't have the time to do every little thing. And it can be very overwhelming too when you have so many other tasks to do throughout the day. And then let's say you also have to meal prep at the end of the day too. It's like, you know, sometimes we're short on time depending on what your job situation is, your life schedule in general, I think. So, you know, having a little help is always welcomed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So another thing you should be aware of is emotional support. Be there to listen, provide any, just be a shoulder to lean on basically and hear them out if they have complaints, rants, things like that. Because like I said, there's going to be so many ups and downs depending on your mood. I think that you just need just to be there, just to be a helping hand, a listening ear.
Yeah, I think that that's a great one too. Because sometimes, and as a guy hearing it, you know, it's going to happen. mm-hmm. It's might not be super relevant to you, but it just has to have to get it out. Just let's let them say it, you know, and take part in it and whatnot. I don't, luckily Kimber doesn't go to it too often, but it does. It's just a normal thing. Like it's a normal thing to vent. This prep is so hard. I feel so this, I feel whatever. I look, a lot of it's a look. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm so far behind. I haven't put on any muscle. I'm, you know, that type of thing, questioning themselves. So just listen to it, hear them out, encourage them when they have that, you know. It's especially when they're in prep, when they start, I will say this, in prep for, I run into it a lot where it's, and it's just, this is not a Kimber thing, it's just like a women thing. When they are seeing their weight, that is always going to be one of the things. I would say most competitors have something with like the weight. For example, if they're getting ready for a show, they weighed 120 pounds last year when they hit their stage weight. Now they're 3 weeks before a show. They're not stage lean yet again, but they weigh 120 pounds already. And they're like, oh my, I wasted a whole year. I didn't put on any muscle. like those things will happen. And then they're going to have a big vent because it looks like they even lost muscle. Because if they're going to hit their true weight, they might be like 117. Just understand. And it's something good to know as a partner and as a competitor. You're probably really flat. You weren't flat when you weighed 120. You're like, you know, maybe your water is off and whatnot. And this is a different time than your stage weight. So that will mess with people a lot too. But things like that, you might be, maybe they're a little bit heavier or they're a little bit whatever. That's going to be a common one. So be prepared for that. And for you girls out there, just know stage to stage is important, not the 2 weeks before stage, because you might be lighter than your stage weight. come that time. It might look like the appearance that you lost muscle because you're really, really flat. Something might be going on. And it might take even, you know, if it's your first show, it might take two shows to get you back to being, you know, 100%. Maybe you lost a little bit of muscle, but it comes right back. So just know that's one of the ones that you're probably going to vent about. Know that going into it. It's probably a temporary thing.
Mm-hmm. Another thing you can do to help is joining in on these activities. Go for the workout with them. Go do the activities. Go out for cardio. Even if you're just walking on the treadmill while they're running, that's fine too. Because there are going to be times where I know even for me, it's like if I didn't have someone there like pushing me, I wouldn't have worked out at all. So sometimes you just need that accountability. So by joining in with your partner and just being like, no, we're going to go work out. You got to work out today. We're going to work out right now. It can be very, very, very important because especially when we're not feeling motivated and we're feeling down close to a show or whatever, you know, sometimes we have that little debate in our mind, like, should I work out or should I not? And then it's like you procrastinate and then you're just like, maybe I'm not going to work out today. You know, go. So by making sure that your partner is getting it in, even if you have to join in with them, then I think that can be very, very helpful.
Yeah. I've seen, you know, it's funny. I've seen a few of these, few of like the boyfriends or husbands or whatnot of these like bikini pros, and they join in on those cardio sessions. Like, there's a couple of them that do like every cardio session with them. And I'm like, you guys just keep that on the low because you're setting the bar too high for me. I'm not joining in on these cardio sessions every single morning. So shout out to those guys. They're killing it, setting that bar really, really high. But I can tell you this, all of the girls that they're doing their cardio with, they really love it. Like they talk about it. Mm. I've heard them talk about it so much when it happens. It is out there. These guys do it and they kind of prep with them. You know, they're like, oh, she's leaning out, so I'm leaning out a little bit too. We cleaned up the diet at the house. I don't have any of the foods and I'm doing my cardio with her. Everything else is the same. And they're kind of like prepping with them without actually like fully prepping. Mm-hmm. I think that's super cool. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's for the people out there who have kids, like it sets a great example too. When you're cleaning up the diet, there's only clean foods at the house. Everyone in the house is kind of worried about their fitness and like putting that as a priority. It sets a good example for them too. And I think that I've gotten a lot of feedback from clients in the past who, our families where they've said it's taught my kids so much, you know, it's taught my kids like how to be fit and healthy and how to really, put fitness as a priority in your life. And so that's kind of a cool thing that just comes as a, you know, it comes with it. So yeah,
absolutely. And I think too, when we're talking about some of these examples, like this is going to pertain to certain people, but not others. Like for example, I wouldn't want Hugo to prep with me. I don't want that. I don't want him doing cardio with me. No, thanks. I like him out of the way. That's his job. You know what I mean? I'm still supportive from a distance, but I, even at shows, like, I don't care if he's there or not. You know, sometimes I'm just like, I'm glad you're not here. Cause I like to focus on just me and not have to worry about like, entertaining someone or making sure that they're like taken care of, like, and I'm giving him that attention.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. I like when you come to my shows because you're not hovering all over me, like, oh, you know. Yeah. But if you bring your partner, they're going to expect that attention. And I'm like, no, I want to focus on me.
Yeah. I like it. I'm the same way. And it makes it a little bit, but me, you know, it's another thing. Me and Kimber had this discussion already. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I'm at these big shows with athletes, I kind of like just being there by myself and focusing on the athletes, you know? And so, because it does make it a little bit hard for me. Cause I'm like, okay, I'm at the Olympia, I'm at the whatever. And there's an expo. I got to go see Ashley. I got to go see the sponsor. I got to go see whoever. But then I also am like in the back of my head, okay, I'm not giving enough time to Kimber. I'm not giving
it's
enough
like
time
I
to
feel bad.
Yeah. And then that I'm like, I don't want to even be thinking about anything besides the focus of today, you know? And
yeah.
So it sucks, but you got to make those sacrifices because it builds up inside of me and then I get anxious and then I get kind of snappy and I don't get contest prep cranks. I get the pressure cranks or whatever. And I'm like, well, I just feel like I got to get back. And, you know, I don't know what the schedule is going to be like, cause things could change on a dime. Mm-hmm. You know how it is. Like someone calls you up, a meeting runs late.
Right.
The next thing you know, you're booked out for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know how it is. You've missed meals because of it and whatnot. Cause these things just run and run and run. In the back of my head, I don't be worrying about, oh, what Kimber doing? I want to make sure to take care of her too and give her time. Mm-hmm. Even though she's understanding, she wouldn't do that to me, but it's still, and she's even told me like, I would never put that on you at a show like that. Like, I'm just going to do my own thing. Don't worry about me. But it's like, it's impossible for me.
Yeah. Not cause you to. Still at the end of the day, feel a little guilty. Like, oh,
yeah.
You're here.
So it's something I need to work on too. Yeah. But I'm kind of, I get what you're saying there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So another way you can be helpful is doing proper research and being properly educated about the sport. So, you know, we're with partners that are familiar with the sport because they were competitors, and Kim Burchill is a competitor, obviously. But, you know, we're not expecting everyone to find their competitor partner, and, you know, it's not always going to work like that. So just having the education, how everything works, it can be very helpful. So you're kind of on the same page with that person.
Yeah. And there's a lot you can do. You know what's funny? And I've told this story before. I don't know if I told it on here, but I've told this story before, but so many guys will listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the funniest one. I was at a gun range, and there's these like big burly dudes, like big ass dudes, like burly guys, right? Like men, like man's men kind of guys, like five of them. And I laugh because I know the gun person at the counter, and I was laughing and talking to him. And the guy's like, he heard my laugh, and he's like, "Hey, are you, you're Adam Bonilla, right?" And I was like, yeah, like I don't know the scenario where he doesn't look like a body, but he's just a big dude, right? He's like, "Yeah, I watch your podcast all the time." And I'm like, what are you doing watching my podcast? Like, what are you doing? Like, he's like, "My wife makes me watch it, but I started liking it. I really like the podcast." And I'm like, "That's so cool." He's like, "Yeah, I kind of just get into it with her and make sure that I'm like, you know, knowing what she's doing, because what she's doing is so crazy to me. So I've learned a lot through your podcast, and now I kind of know what to look for. And I'm kind of, you know, it's fun for me." And so, I was like, "That's so cool." You know, like, obviously this is not his world. It's never like going to be his main world. Mm-hmm. He ended up finding out he was like a cop. Like, there's right. Those guys were all cops, the big ones. And it was just kind of, I was like, "Man, that is a good supportive man right there." You know, these are long podcasts. He's just sitting here watching it with her. So if he's watching, shout out to you.
Shout out. We remember you. That's awesome.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So another thing you can do to be helpful is celebrate achievements. Anything that is, you know, worthy of a little bit of a celebration, I think is great. You're acknowledging that this person did something good. They hit a goal. They looked better than they ever have. They stuck with it. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a huge achievement, but even the little achievements can be worth celebrating. And just to clarify, celebration doesn't always equal food. I think a lot of people correlate celebration, go out to eat. That doesn't always have to be it. You know, there's other ways to celebrate or reward someone that doesn't involve food, because sometimes that can backtrack the athlete. But even things like, "Hey, you've been working really hard lately, and you killed this prep. You look better than you have. Let's go and, I don't know, for a spa day," or whatever the person likes to do, go to a concert, go see a movie. Celebration does not have to include food. I don't know how that became a thing.
That's so weird.
But you always correlate food with celebration, like as if that's the only way you can celebrate.
Yeah. It is. That is a strange.
Or drinks too.
We should look that up and how that all started, where it became a thing, you know, because it really is.
It can be part of a celebration, but it doesn't always have to be.
Yeah. Even like a lot of things end up being like that, like dates and an outing. Like, why does it have to be a dinner? Why can't it be coffee and a movie, or just going like walking around? Like, there's a lot of, it's so weird how we put so much emphasis on it being the celebration has to include that, or it's not a celebration.
Right.
It's just such a weird concept.
It can even be like a little small gift or something, just to be like, "Hey, I'm proud of you. You've been working hard," you know?
Yeah.
It depending on what it is and how the person reacts to it. So just, you know, that's something for you to navigate for yourself. But, you know, just don't let those little things go unnoticed, I think is very important, because sometimes if we're not paying close attention, like, somebody could be really proud of something they're doing, but not getting the feedback from it. And it can go unnoticed. And it's a big deal to some people, but to others, maybe not so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think, you know what, is it as a competitor, maybe when you're in the prep, this is like a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do those little things mean more because of like, it's such an more emotional time too? Is it like,
probably? I think most people are more emotional when they're contest prepping, you know, for the you'll have so many ups and downs.
Yeah.
So many ups and downs. But I agree, it's probably emotional too.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I'm curious about that. I see it happening sometimes. And I'm just like, I don't know if it's like the time. But it does seem to be, the closer they are to a show, it seems like the little things that you're always doing mean a little bit more, maybe, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Little things add up for sure.
Good to know.
But
I had to keep my flower supply coming in.
The flower supply.
I always try to have flowers, but it's it's for her, but it's for me too. I always like supporting the little, I only buy them from the people on the streets, you know, mm-hmm. like the flower people sell flowers at the streets and stuff. Cause you know, that's my grandpa kind of did that stuff. Like he's, mm-hmm. you know, he sold fruits and stuff at markets and little things like that. So I like supporting those. And so for me, it makes me feel good. I always like buy a bunch of them, you know, from them too, you know, and you know, if I see, sometimes I'll see it, like, it just makes me feel good, but it also makes her feel good. So it's like a win-win, you know, mm-hmm. but I could see, you know, during these times, got to make sure your flower supply is there.
Yes. So we're talking about all the good things you can do for your competitor partner, but what are some things you shouldn't do in your opinion as a spouse or significant other of an athlete?
Well, one is the one that is a big one is that I see from people is the food one.
Or guilt tripping that they're not eating a certain way. It's the guilt trips are horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're, so you're, as a guy, you know, most, we're going to be talking mostly guys here, right? So, as a guy in your, you know, there's going to be a give and a take with this thing. You got to understand restaurants, they're going to be sometimes annoying. You know, when your wife or girlfriend or whatever is looking the menu for 30 minutes, you know, like you gotta know, like that kind of comes with it. You know, you're signing up for this. You know, it's like if you're doing a competition for bikini and you're like, I hate that I'm not eating that much and I'm doing this cardio. You kind of signed up for it, Ashley. Like that's what you signed up for. You wanted to date a bikini competitor who's like really cares about her fitness, who looks that way, who's, you know, obviously that's awesome to date a girl who looks like that. Yeah, some things are gonna come with that. It's not gonna be, you know, everything that's like a normal girl that's eating pizza and not caring about her looks. You got a girl that cares about her looks a lot, but great. She looks really great. That's what the benefit is. There's a give and take. So when you go to a restaurant, understand like, hey, yeah, she's going to take some time. When she orders, it's probably going to be a little annoying. If you're just like, I'll order the hamburger and that's all your order is. And she's like, I'll order the, you know, chicken burger, but no this, no that, no this. Can you sub this for that? Can you make sure there's no oil and it's great? Like, yeah, it's going to happen. Like, don't, just understand you signed up for that and don't give her any crap for it. Like that is what you signed up for. You knew when you were talking to her, you met her in the gym. She was super into fitness. Yeah, that comes with it. If it was a girl who has a problem with her food, you know, she has a problem with her food. She continues to like rebound after shows and she puts on a ton of weight after shows and whatnot. Like, don't make her feel bad that she's putting on all that weight. You know, don't, that's not, there's a better way to approach it, but are you contributing to that? Are you bringing foods around her that are causing that to happen? Are you not continuing the diet with her after the show? Are you encouraging these giant post-show meals that right away and celebrations like you're talking about, like celebrations? Mm-hmm. Are you saying, you know, putting all these food like restaurants together, like, oh, after your show, we're going to do this. After your show, you're going to do this. Cause that puts pressure on her. Even if she wants to stay stage lean, that, okay, after the show. And that's how a lot of women are. They're, you know, supporting and nurturing. And they're going to say, well, I've done my thing now. And now I want to be there for him and let him do his thing. Cause I took my time and now he wants to go to these restaurants. So I'm going to go there and I'm not going to be a fussy eater. I'm going to eat whatever is there. I'm just going to order it because I don't want to make it, you know, cause he's been complaining about that. Mm-hmm. And then they start gaining weight rapidly because they're kind of giving into that, which, you know, is their fault and your fault, but, don't make it such a bad thing. You know, continue that diet with them. Understand that they're going to be very susceptible to rebounding and gaining weight quickly. Like, don't set that up for them. Don't bring them 10 cookies post show right away. Like, cause that puts pressure on them to eat it and enjoy it. But also, you know, it's going to make them rebound and then feel bad that they're rebounding already. And it's going to change the whole mood again. So yeah. So like you said, maybe thinking different things for celebration, but I think having the foods in the house is always the one I hear about the most. Like,
yeah,
girls really struggle. Not everyone, like you, it doesn't matter. You know, Kimber, it doesn't matter. I could bring home, I can put stuff next to her pillow at night and she's not going to eat it. I'm not worried about her doing that. You know, she stays lean in the off season. Like she's a trooper. She sticks to it. But some people are not like that. They're just not built that way. Right. So understand who you're dating and, you know, plan accordingly. Like the partner thing, like you said, like that's supporting. It's not just the workouts. It's the foods that you're bringing at home too. If you like a pizza, eat it at the pizza restaurant. Like I said, if you want to get a hamburger, eat it at the place. Don't bring the hamburger and fries home where she has to like smell that and feel like she's missing out. Just do your thing, you know, do that. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it too is just the pressure that the guys will put on the girls too, of like, oh, my life sucks because your life sucks right now, you know, mm-hmm. which is not true. Like, that's what I always tell people too, is like, oh, prep sucks. It's impacts my life so much. I'm like, how? Like, I don't understand. I never really understood that concept. I'm like, what are you doing when you're not in prep? Okay, you're doing 1 hour workout a day. You're doing 1 hour workout a day when you're in prep. Okay, so the difference is really just like cardio. So you're doing cardio for, let's say you're a hard prepper and you got to do an hour of cardio versus you usually do 20 minutes of cardio. Okay, so 40 minutes a day, that's the inconvenience. It's an extra 40 minutes a day. And then what else are you really doing? You're eating healthy and you're eating a little bit less. Like it doesn't need to be this like, oh my gosh, I'm in prep. It's like my whole life is so different and whatever. It is going to be hard. But as far as the guy goes, like the guy's part of it, yeah, she's going to be eating a little bit healthier. She's going to be eating a little bit less. She's going to be gone for an additional 40 minutes a day. It's not changing your life that much, you know? So don't make it feel like it is to them. Like it's not a huge deal. So yeah. Don't make it like it's like they're, and that's what we run into a lot. Oh, my husband's not supportive of this anymore. It's like too much, whatever. And I'm kind of going off a lot of here because there's a few of them. And I will say this too. The guys, you're going to need to be pretty confident too, because as your girl starts feeling really good about herself, maybe she's going through this transformation and she's feeling really good about it. They will, you know, be a little bit more like posting their progress pictures and whatnot. And if that's something that you're not comfortable with, or it's a lot for you at once, like have those discussions with her, and tell her where you're at with it. So, but that's probably going to come with it. That's just probably with it. And that's nothing. I think it's great. Hey, if you're feeling confident, you want to post a bikini shot, go for it. You look awesome. You're my girl. You know, that's great. You know, so like, but you see it happen a lot. You do see it happen a lot where guys are like putting pressure on. They're like, oh, well, you're changing and this and that. I'm like, well, they're not changing. It's getting in shape. Like they're just getting fit. Like that's a good thing, you know?
Right.
So I will say that too. And girls just understand some of those guys are, I think it's just, honestly, I really think it's just confidence of the guys and they're afraid of like losing their girl or something because they're getting in shape and now all of a sudden they're more attractive or whatever they think. And so, but hey, if she's feeling good and confident and looking great, like let her post, who cares? It's your girl, you know? So, that would be another one too. So there's a few different things, I guess, in that.
The one thing you said that really stood out to me, and because I see it all the time when the guy will make it sound like you're hindering their life somehow just by prepping. When you're the one that's doing the cardio, you're the one that's eating a certain way, it really shouldn't affect the other person that much. Aside little things like we mentioned, like healthier food choices and even going to bed. But even with the healthier food choices, I never understood, because sometimes you'll hear of like a couple and the guy's giving the girl crap because she's not eating what the guy's eating at the restaurant. So if you're eating a burger and the girl is eating a salad, the guy gets mad. Well, yeah, why go out to eat? You're just going to eat a salad anyway. Like, let's go have a real meal. Like, what is a real meal anyway? But I hate that too. The guilt trip that somebody's eating something healthier than you, and the fact that maybe because they're eating a salad and you're eating a burger, somehow the experience isn't as enjoyable for you because you have to watch someone eating a salad. Like that, I never understood. Like, I don't get that one. I never did.
That is weird.
It's like, think about it. My taste buds, not yours. Like, who cares?
You know what? I never even thought about that, but you're right. That is weird. And it happens all the time.
Yeah. It's almost like, oh, you're no fun. You're not eating a burger. Like, well, who cares?
How does that affect you?
You're not eating, like, you're not eating it. Who cares?
You're still eating a burger. Yeah.
Like, just be glad I'm here. Jeez.
It's fun. I'm coming from a position of like, you know, obviously what I do and doing it before. So I never really thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Cause I've always been like, hey, sweet. Like I've always been like, for example, go to like Primal Steakhouse. You know, Primal Steakhouse. I love that place. So shout out to Primal Steakhouse. If you guys are in Vegas, probably the coolest steak place you can go to, I think, in Vegas. They're in Barry's.
Can we do like a post team show dinner?
You know what? That would be a good one to do. I know the manager's there. I go there enough now where they know me, which is cool. So let's do that. Yeah. let's say that up. We still got to do our elite retreat thing. So that'd be a fun spot. It's really cool restaurant in Vegas. And they have you, if you see me in pictures on Instagram, so they have like swords and they have these medieval hats you could put on and take pictures and stuff. But the whole place inside looks like medieval and it's like dim lit. And it's just great steak, good prices for a steakhouse. So anyway, when I was there, I was like, this is awesome. I'm glad I get to eat here, you know, with her, you know, I never even thought about what she ate. I'm happy I'm there. So usually this shows my cheap side. Usually it's a lot less expensive too. And I'm like, sweet. She didn't order the wine, the this, the that. Chicken breast and salad is always going to be pretty cost effective. Hey, I'll take that. Mm-hmm. Let's keep you in prep.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy out there. So just just if your partner is having issues and difficulties with what we mentioned, definitely send them this podcast or listen to it together, you know, some bonding time. Maybe while you guys are doing cardio together, it's a great opportunity. Or those long car rides together. You're like, yeah, this one's for you. You know why I sent you this? Listen to what she said at what 4506.
45.
That's for you.
Are we missing any of you guys that are watching? We got a few people watching. I got quite a few people watching on YouTube here.
Oh, someone says we celebrate by bowling night. Perfect. Look, activity.
Extra calories.
That 2 extra calories you spent rolling the ball. There you go.
Yeah, there's that.
That's great.
Top Golf. That's another one. So what else? Anything else you guys do in the comments here that we should be seeing? Mm-hmm. Well, this would be time to answer any questions. I don't think there's anything else we missed. I'm trying to think of anything else maybe we missed on this. But yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty much it. I think a lot of this too is just coming down to having those discussions.
Yes.
Even though they're uncomfortable for a little bit.
Yeah.
They're very helpful. They're very helpful in the end. You know?
Absolutely. And you know what? Have these discussions sooner rather than later. Ideally before you start prep, know what they're getting into. Be like, you know what? I'm about to start prep. As I get closer to show, might be a little bit moody. We're going to have to adjust the way we do things, the way we go out to eat. Just have the discussion. Everything we talked about in this podcast, just have those discussions, know what they're in for.
Yeah. I bet you know what's going to happen. I'm going to come home and Kimber's going to be like, you know, watch your podcast at 4501. Like, what did I get myself into?
Oh my gosh.
So, anyway, okay. I guess with that, no questions are coming in. Someone else said they go out to the desert. So yeah, a lot of things you can do here that still be there. So, and then when you're at the shows, give that extra yell for them, you know, give that extra yell and support.
Woot.
They always love that, you know, they always love that stuff.
We all need a little cheering section sometimes.
Yeah. You know, even if it's just you, because yours are traveling.
Usually it's no one for me. Sometimes if Adam's in the crowd, we'll say, go Ashley.
Yeah. I'll say, you can count on me for a go Ashley.
Go Ashley.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty reserved guy to like drawing attention to me in the crowd, but I'll give a go Ashley every time. I think it's usually just go Ashley. You got that one right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, guys, thanks so much with that. Keep those suggestions in the comments too. Other people can use these. Maybe we'll teach these unsupportive guys that their wives or girlfriends make watch this podcast in the comments. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to scroll through these comments and see what else I'm even doing. So anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in.
This podcast was brought to you by Nebbia Fitness.
Oh,
thank
Nebbia.
You. And what?
I wore my green Nebbia yesterday.
Well, it's not yesterday, is it?
It was
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, yeah. So that's only green, full green thing I have. So
I like your hat, though.
You like it? Okay, so I'm on this thing, right? I don't, you know, I'm super cheap and I don't spend money on anything, which is really funny for me. But we're both like similar. Like we're both similar with that. We don't buy like anything or spend our money on anything. So, I mean, you could throw $1 billion at me and Ashley and our lives wouldn't change a second the next day. Like it wouldn't be nothing.
I'd probably get a massage every day though. And like a facial every day.
For me, it's food. I'm gonna buy $100 steak. I always say that's my thing. I'm gonna buy $100 steak, which is never 100. It's like $60. But the meal, maybe once a month, that's the only thing that's changed. I do that a little more frequently. I don't think about it now. But this place is called Temu. It's a,
oh yeah.
You seen it? It's an app.
I think everyone has. Yes.
Does it? I just
There's
got caught onto it.
Everywhere.
I just caught onto it and they have all this stuff for like $2. I've gotten you a few little things from it already, but I'll see it. And I'm like, I have to, it's like such an impulse buy thing, but I'll buy 10 things for like $30, you know? So this hat was like a $4 hat, a little happy face. Yeah.
Love it.
Wear it twice and throw it away probably or give it someone.
Better give it to someone.
Yeah, that's how it is. You can't throw anything away in front of Ashley.
Nope, we don't waste things. No,
but you see all these homeless people around here dressed pretty fly because of me out in this area.
There you go.
So anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. We'll talk to you later.